Switching codes in the last few minutes of the show to John Dumsney, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Counting down to the Miracle Mile. It was interesting watching in the gig the other night. This is a discussion about Smolder. Mark Purden made the decision that they wouldn't run in this qualifying races this Saturday night. Look, Gareth threw up this term exceptional circumstances. Can you give us a bit more on this?
Well, let me first say, Andrew, that whilst Gareth is talking about it, and others, of course, and the club has indicated that they would be interested in having Smolder in the event, there's been no formal application from the club to include Smolder or to look at the conditions of the race. So that leads us to this exceptional circumstances. That debate will occur if they do propose Smolder. However, from what we know, and we are the regulator, and we have a very strong integrity unit, not saying that there's anything foul in it in this instance, but we can't see any exceptional circumstance whatsoever for Smolder to be included in the Miracle Mile considerations. He is in Australia. He was in Victoria. He now, I believe, in New South Wales.
Yep.
There was no reason with a fit and healthy horse why he shouldn't have been in the nominations for the Cordina or the Coca-Cola Sprint.
Okay, so as it stands right now, no application has come from the officials at Menangle to you, and we'll wait and see whether it does. But as it stands right now, you don't see any exceptional circumstances for that horse to be placed in the field when all the others are going through these qualifying races?
Certainly not. And to go a little bit further on what, my understanding would be of an exceptional circumstance or why this condition, and you must remember I kicked off on these conditions when they were submitted by the club,
is the
in the event of a horse being, say, in the Coca-Cola or the Cordina, there's a mishap of some, minor mishap of some kind, and he can't make those races, well, there was all intent that he would contest them, so you would look at that. Then there's, and a horse of Smolder's ability, well, we won Hunter Cup, he's a true rival like Bowtide is to Lenny the Shark, but there would be that, and many, many years ago, and there's been several, or if several might be not enough, permutations of the Miracle Mile conditions. It wasn't the Miracle Mile, but there was a horse, I can't quite place the name at the moment, that was in New Zealand. He was in the heat of the New South Wales Derby.
Right.
But the flight was cancelled, and he didn't make it. He was the best horse in New Zealand, and unfortunately, he didn't contest the Derby of that year. But that would be an exceptional circumstance as well.
Okay, so as it stands right now, we'll wait and see if that, as I stress again, there's been no official application from the officials at Menangle to you at Harness Racing New South Wales. I guess they've got to make a decision, and obviously Mark Purden has a major role in this too. He may not want to go into the Miracle Mile now.
Yeah, most certainly. When I say there's been no official application, I must say Bruce Christensen has been extremely professional in all this, and he has made me aware of that there is something on the minds of the directors, the board members,
but nothing official.
Not official.
Yeah, understand. John, we'll monitor this. Obviously, he's in red-hot form, Smolder. We'll wait and see how it gets played out. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew.